Always on Target on The Face Radio with your host, Maude Marty.
Sweet Daddy Soul from the Soulfinger Dance Party in New York City. Maude Marty, we may not agree on the merits of Montreal versus New York bagels, but one thing we do share is a love of great music. Thanks so much for 10 years of fab tunes and your insightful, occasionally pithy commentary. All the best, my friend.
Welcome to On Target, where I spin Northern Soul, Mod Beat, Rare Groove, and Forgotten Gems, all on vinyl, all at 45 RPM. I'm your host, Maude Marty. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for joining me this week and every week that you have. Unbelievably, this is my 10-year anniversary. I can't fathom how much music I've been playing in that 10 years and how quickly that time has gone by. It is just astounding to me. 461 hours ago, that's how many episodes we're at, I came onto the UMFM airwaves with this whispering voice and timid little approach to everything that I was doing. I was trying to be a radio personality, but I really knew I wasn't. But it is fun to go back to that first episode and listen and see how far I've grown. Now, you guys cannot go back to that first episode. It's not available anywhere. So what I'm going to do for my 10-year anniversary is recreate that episode. I'm going to play all the tracks that I played that episode in the order that I played them, but with the production and formula that I have developed over the years for the show now. So I started off with Little Richard on the Brunswick label from 1968, a track called Soul Train. and what a corker of a track that is. Now, here's how I introduced the next bit 10 years ago.
This show is best heard on headphones, a really good sound system. If you're in the car, just turn it up. Now sit back, relax, and prepare yourself for some pops and cracks. We're spinning at 45 revolutions per minute and do it strictly all on vinyl. Are you ready? Let's go.
I could never change the way I feel. This is Penny Lane.
This is Captain Dan.
We're from the show Punks and Parkas on UMFM out of Winnipeg. And Marty, congrats on 10 fantastic years on the air.
Woo, Marty!
So happy. Can't wait for the next 10.
Yeah.
Love you, boy.
So that there is DJ Penny Lane, who gave me my break on UMFM. I started off by filling in for her when her son was born. A couple of years before I started my own show, I had a show on another station that was all modern alternative and electro. And when that station shut down, I headed on over to UMFM, got on my hands and knees and begged Amanda to help me get on the station. And she did just that. So thank you so much, Penny Lane, for all your help and support over the years. I truly, truly appreciate it. Before that beautiful soundbite by Captain Dan and Penny Lane, we had the Soul Sisters, I Can't Stand It, which came out in 1964 on the Sue label. And before that, Spider Turner, he had a pretty popular take of Stand By Me, which is on the flip side of this. But this is the Northern Soul track. This is the track with the kicker. You're Good Enough For Me is the name of it. Came out on the MGM label in 1966.
You gave it.
You are listening to the Lord Ward from The Blow-Up Show from Brisbane in Australia. Big shout and love to our good mate, Mod Marty, who celebrates 10 years, count them, 10 years doing his thing on the radio. So just a fabulous effort, mate, that we know there's so much work that goes into these things. And you, sir, are a true professional. So big love from Australia, big love from Blow-Up. Take care, mate, and here's to 10 more. Cheers.
Thank you so much, Matt. Matt and I do a show on the Face Radio called The Internationalist Club with our friend Tim Spurrier in England. And it's a really interesting roundtable talk about the history of mod, our different experiences from three different continents as mods, and our takes on the different genres of music that go in to make the mod sound. It's on the Face Radio last Monday of every month. Now, before that, I played three of my all-time favorite Northern Soul tracks, not the most spun, although If This Is Love is a very popular track. Started off with The Trips from 1967. Give It Back is the name of the track, came out on the Victoria label. After that, The Vauntastics, You Can Work It Out. This is a two-sider. Both sides of this platter are absolutely excellent. That came out on the St. Lawrence label. And then, as I mentioned before, If This Is Love, The Precisions on the Drew label from 1967.
Don't you forget, you're my baby, don't you forget. above. And when I hold her hand, I can see she was made for love. And when I hold her hand, I can see she was made for love.
Spurrier here from the Garden of Kent, more specifically the southeast coast of England, where I bring my Soul Side show to the Face Radio every single week. I want to say a massive congratulations to Mod Marty on his 10 years of On Target. It does what it says on the tin. The show's always on target and it's as sharp and smartly dressed as Mod Marty is. The music's sharper and smarter. Again, mate, massive congratulations. And from one avid listener, please let there be another 10 more.
Thank you so much, Tim. So that's Tim, our third host on the Internationalist Club from Margate, UK. I truly, truly love these guys and love doing the Internationalist Club with them. You should definitely tune in. I preceded Tim's shout out with The Lovin' Kind, which is a Canadian band. The track's called Missy DM. And it came out on the Now label, which is a subsidiary of the Stone label, which is a label from Oshawa, Ontario, owned by Robert J. Stone, who definitely had incredible taste in music, because all the stuff that came out on the Stone label, which is not a ton of things, just over about 100 records, are all top quality stuff. Jackie Edwards, the Spencer Davis Group, the Five Canadians, Jimmy Cliff, Traffic, I mean, the list goes on and on. Winter Cave Frog, just unbelievable stuff. So if you ever see the Stone label, I guarantee you won't be disappointed if you give it a listen. Before that, the Vassals from Long Island, New York. The track called You're My Baby and Don't You Forget It. And started everything off there with Searching for Love by a band called The Tidal Wave, which is not to be confused with Hanna-Barbera Records' The Tidal Waves. I don't know where these guys are from, but this appears to only be one of two records that they ever put out. Came out on the Buddha label in 1968. And now another flashback to me from 10 years ago, getting you ready for the next Clutcher Records.
All right, you're listening to On Target with Maude Marty, the newest show here on UMFM, 101.5 on your FM dial. So strap on your DeVita helmets and drop your goggles for eye protection, because this is gonna get dirty.
I just want you to take Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for DJ Barca Bath.
Hi, I'm Patrick Foisy, co-host of the Addicted to the Needle podcast. Dear Marty, it's me, your mentor, your muse, your inspiration. The one you look up to for your sartorial choices, your taste in music, and your overall sense of style. I believe it's Paul Weller that once said, "Emulation is one of the sincerest form of flattery." I have to be totally honest. I wasn't surprised when you asked me to record a little message for your 10-year anniversary. I'm sure I was the first one you contacted. I mean, my own podcast, Addicted to the Needle, available on Podomatic, Mixcloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all your favorite podcast apps, did motivate you to start your own.
What? What the hell are you talking about? Marty started his podcast years ago.
What? Okay. Note to self, cut this part in editing. So what should I give my young Padawan on his 10-year anniversary? I'm sure I have a cheap 45 I have a double of somewhere lying around. But no. I thought, I'll give him the most precious gift he could ever wish for. And that is legitimacy. The Parka Pat seal of approval. Seriously, my friend, you deserve much recognition for all your hard work, dedication, and being a true ace face on the scene. You're my best friend, my brother, and it's an honor to have you in my life. I love you, and don't forget to keep on keeping on.
Oh, Patrick, my heart. Thank you so much, my friend. What an incredible sentiment and a whole lot of garbage about him being my mentor, etc., etc. It's quite funny, actually, because as his wife pointed out in the background there, I had this show way before he started his show, and they're two very different shows. He did a nice little plug there, so I'm not even going to plug it at all. Because you got his plug there, which, if you listen to the interview episode that I did with him, episode 445, we turned that into a drinking game, and it was quite fun. Now, before that cascading avalanche of malarkey, I played the Light Drivers, a track called Operator on the Gemini label. That's from 1967. Before that, Major Lance, Investigate on the OK label from 1966. And I started off there with a track that I have played pretty recently, but only because I just picked it up on a different label. I used to play this track on the Wand label, and I just found it on its original Jerry label. It's Roscoe Robinson, That's Enough, and it came out in 1965.
Girl, now, all right, talking about your baby. you I'll make you fall in love with me. Cause nobody else will do now. I want you now, and I'll keep on trying. Maybe you can ignore me whenever I come around. Treat me cruel, call me a fool, but baby I'll be your clown and hide all my hurt inside and tuck my pride in and keep on trying. Hey, hey, gonna keep on trying, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah. Hey, gonna keep on trying, yeah. They say a constant drop of water can tear a stone apart, but baby I'll take constant love and bring the wall around your heart. You can't drive me away now. Gonna stay now and keep on trying. Hey, hey, gonna keep on trying. But stubborn I'll be until I see that you will never be mine. Then I'll try forgetting about you. I'm living without you.
Hello, Maud Marty, and congratulations on 10 years on the air.
This is James.
And Uwe.
From the Midnight Hour Sound System in Louisville, Kentucky.
You've introduced us to a lot of great tunes on Target.
And we've enjoyed your recent shows interviewing other DJs.
We're excited to be part of the American-Canadian mod and soul arms race in finding and playing the best tunes.
People can catch our show, That Driving Beat, on WXOX 97.1 FM in Louisville, streaming live on artxfm.com or anytime on your favorite podcast app.
Congratulations again, and we're looking forward to many more years of On Target.
Thank you so much, James and Uwe from Louisville, Kentucky. I met these guys at the Keystone Weekender a couple of years ago. Absolutely top-notch dudes and knowledgeable. I've been listening to their show ever since I met them. Love it. They introduced me to stuff as well. So I'm glad I get to introduce you to new things because you guys really do add to my collection as well. So I truly appreciate your beautiful words, your friendship, and the great radio show that you put out. So preceding James and Uwe was the London Fog, a track called Easy Mover on the Imperial label. Before that, The Satisfactions, Keep On Trying, that's a Van McCoy penned number on the Smash label from 1967. I started that stack off with The Mighty Marvelous, Talking About You Baby on the ABC label from 1968. Thank you. Started off there with a track by Bobby Emmons from 1965, an instrumental called Blue Organ on Willie Mitchell's High label. After that, the Mark IV, who went on to become The Creation from 1966, a track called Work All Day, Sleep All Night on the Fontana label. And finally, The Rationals on the Cameo label from 1967, Hold On Baby. I'm going to play you a track now called Taking It Home, which seems like a perfect ending song by the Down 5 on the Parrot label. So here I am signing off from 10 years ago just to give us a little bit more of that nostalgia. But before I go, a massive thank you to everybody for all of your input into this show, your years of listening to my show, and your support through good times and bad, through the ups and downs of life. This show has been my saving grace, the one thing that has kept me afloat. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in to On Target. I'm Maude Marty, and make sure you stay tuned for Right on Time with the Invisible Man coming up right after this show.
This has been On Target with yours truly, Maude Marty. Join me every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and every Tuesday at 9 a.m. on The Face Radio. And please visit thefaceradio.com and donate to get a free gift and help to keep the station on the air. Until next time, keep the faith.
But you don't need a fifth. You better.